Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Not That Funny, episode 12, I believe. Thanks for joining us. And it is I, JJ, here with Evan.
Hello.
Hope you're having a good Tuesday. It's because you got the wrong headphones on, dope. Come on, get it together.
It's not my fault.
Make sure to follow the Twitter at... Is it loud now?
Yeah.
Make sure to follow the Twitter at Not That Funny Pod, the Instagram at NTF Podcast, the website www.ntfpodcast.com. Fucking quit texting me. And the YouTube under my YouTube channel, which is JJ Vale. And the email feedback at notthatfunny.com. And more to come for the Not That Funny Pick'em League, which will be starting. I'll pass out the first sheets on Labor Day. I'll have the first week's sheets done. I'll be at a football draft or a fantasy draft that day with a bunch of friends.
Are you doing another one?
I'm not, but I'll just be there. It's like all my friends.
I'm drafting that day.
Cool. Well, I'm going to send you... The way I think we're going to do it is we're going to collect a bunch of emails, and I'll send them out, okay? It'll be a pick 'em league just like we used to do at work.
Yeah.
Okay, and $1 of it is going to go to the podcast, $5 is going to go towards the pot.
I listened to your podcast from when I was gone.
Yeah.
And I think the $1 is a good thing.
I agree.
I haven't told anybody about it.
Well, we'll do it with our fantasy league, and... You know, I'll do it with my friends. It'll be fun. I think it'll be fine. Okay. I have something that I didn't want to talk to you about in the car until we got on the podcast, but this is a fucking crazy thing that happened the other day. So we'll get to the Mayweather-McGregor fight. But so after the Mayweather-McGregor fight on, what was that, Saturday... I came home. It was about 1:20, 1:30 when I got home. And I get home. I don't even know if there was barking going on, but there was my neighbor across the street was having a party. Get home. Actually, my mom stayed over Saturday night. She had something to do downtown Sunday morning. So it's 1:30. I'm going to work at 6 o'clock again on Sunday morning. I went to work on 6 o'clock on Saturday morning, a roofing job. But it was the Mayweather McGregor fight. That's why I was out so late. So I get upstairs in my bed, laying down, and there's this like barking coming from like next door, which is weird because he doesn't have a dog. And I'm like, what the fuck? And it would not stop over and over and over. It wouldn't stop. Now, I can sleep through that shit. I don't care. I can sleep through anything. I can go to sleep while it's happening. It doesn't bother me. But my mom was fucking freaking out about it. Not, since these are like my neighbors, I was like, let me take care of it. So I went downstairs, went outside, and there's sure enough, there's a dog barking in my neighbor's house. This guy right here.
And oh, the cop?
The ex-cop.
Yeah, okay.
And he doesn't have a dog. So I go across the street to where she's having a party, where she's got like 3 or 4 dogs, because I assume they're having a party, they're over there, and she put one of the dogs in his house or something, because they were having a party. I go over there, like in my fucking basketball shorts, my pubes hanging out. I was like, hey, is Dan, oh shit, are these guys over there? He's like, no, they went home, like a while ago. I was like, are you sure? There's a dog in their house going nuts. There's a fucking dog in there. It's not one of your dogs? And she's like, no. I'm like, this is insane. I go over there, and I'm like standing outside of his house. It's 1:30, so I'm like, I don't want to knock on his door.
Right.
And I'm like, sure enough, there's a fucking dog going nuts in there. Won't stop. So I hit the doorbell. And then like 4 seconds later, the dog stops barking. I'm like, oh, fuck. The dog stopped, and now I woke him up. Fuck. And I'm, like, walking away. I'm like, maybe he's not even home, or else he would have heard all that. he blasts out the front door in his underwear. And I'm like, hey, I think there's a dog. And he's like, that's your fucking dog. That's your fucking dogs. JJ, that's your fucking. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's not. Because I wanted to stop him before he freaked out on me because it wasn't me.
Yeah.
My dogs were quiet.
And he was
quiet.
Pissed off because he heard the barking.
Yeah, and I didn't want him to. I'm like, Dan, I think it's in your house. That's your fucking dogs. I'm sick of it. I'm like, that's not them. He's screaming. I don't know if he's drunk or what. He goes, it's your dogs. I recorded it.
Jeez.
And I'm like, what? Shut him up, JJ, or get rid of him. I'm like, what the fuck? That's it. So I just like look at him like in shock and I walk inside. And that's when I realized what he said. He recorded my dog's barking one day or night or morning. I don't know.
So was it your dog's?
And he blasted it out of his speaker at 1 a.m. from about 1 to 2 at my house.
Wait, so he put it...
He recorded my dog's one at some point.
Yeah.
Blasted it out of a speaker and then played it at from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. that Saturday night, Sunday morning after the Mayweather fight.
Mm-hmm.
Blasted it out the speaker out of an open window at my house, Guantanamo Bay style.
Why did he do this?
Because my dogs must have annoyed him, right?
Yeah.
This is a neighbor I see every fucking day.
Yeah, he seemed like a cool guy when I saw him.
Every day I see him. He's never mentioned the dogs.
But he records it?
That's what I'm saying.
That's really fucking weird.
I didn't sleep a wink from 2 a.m. until 5:30 when I woke up to get ready to go do this roofing job. I didn't sleep a wink. I felt terrible.
Yeah.
Felt terrible that I upset him. Are there fucking planes going off? Jesus Christ. And I felt terrible that I upset him, but I also couldn't process what happened because he caught me off guard. Like it took me a while to realize that. And then I thought, Jesus Christ, I've been nice to this guy.
So why?
And that
so
was his like, way of like, I don't send my dogs out there to bark at him. I don't do it on purpose. But he did that on purpose to me and to my mom.
When did he record? Was it like because
I don't know?
Do they bark late at night?
They don't bark. I mean, at times they have, but we'll shut them up. Listen, I'll admit I'm immune to hearing them bark, really, because I'm just used to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could sleep through it. My mom's done it for years. Up in Oxford, my dog Luther used to go outside and just bark, 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 bark over and over. Wouldn't stop. He was losing his mind, so he would just do it over and over. And my mom couldn't even hear it, you know? How am I getting a call from Las Vegas?
Did you bid on Mayweather?
No.
Just decline it.
So I felt terrible. So I woke up. I barely even slept. Got up Sunday morning before I went to do this roofing job. I wrote him a little note, put it on his porch. Because I felt fucking terrible. It bothered me so bad. I said, dude, first of all, I'm not going to war with a neighbor. I choose not to live like
you
that.
You see him all the time.
But, and I can take the high road really easy. Not to mention he's fucking ex-cop.
Yeah.
I mean, and so I'm just going to clean my side of the street. Think about what I did wrong in this, and I'll apologize for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote him a letter. I said, dude, I'm so sorry. I'm immune to hearing these dogs. Sometimes I can't hear them. Like, I didn't know they were bothering you, and I'll get them to shut up somewhere, one way or another. I'll get them to shut up. I said, here's my phone number. And I've given my phone number before. Here's my phone number. Just let me know if something's bothering you.
Right, just text
before
me.
You get that upset.
Call me. Don't make me come to your house at 1:30 in the morning.
Well, and I could have slept through the fucking shit. That's probably half the reason he was pissed. He had it going for an hour.
Right.
You know?
He was up, he had to push play.
So, but then the next day I'm at work, you know, he didn't text me or nothing. I'm working on this roof job. I couldn't focus. I felt fucking terrible. And I still kind of do, but I get home from roofing. He's out in the front lawn.
Awkward.
And I go right up to him. I said, Dan, I'm sorry, man. I didn't even know. He goes, yeah, you know, blah, blah. He's like, you know, he didn't say sorry, but he was like kind of smiling, like, man, we got it out last night, you know, and blah, blah. I'm like, dude, if that's that kind of,
I've been thinking about this for 17 hours. Right. Now. That's all you can say.
Yeah. And he's like, you know, I'm sorry, man, but it just drove me nuts. I said, I get how barking dogs can drive you nuts. He's like, but, you know, it's like all day some days. And I'm like, so what time of day is it? It's not in the middle of the night. Because I'd hear that. I mean, I swear I would hear it. He's like, no, it's like when you get up at 5:30 in the morning and leave, sometimes they go fucking ballistic from 5:30 till noon. I'm like, all right, well, I didn't know that. And how could I know that?
Right, you're at work.
If I'm not there. So I was like, listen, I didn't know. I said, I'm going to start taking for walks first thing in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, whatever. I mean, I should do that anyways. These dogs, right. Couple of these dogs are young. They need exercise. But right now, I still don't feel great about it. Because
sound,
I feel like he handled...
flabbergasted by it.
I feel like he handled it really wrong. Because I mean, I thought we were friendlier than that.
I've talked to that guy before. He's kind of
this
annoying.
This neighbor one time, I've known him my entire life. He said, Luther is barking in the middle of the night and it's killing me, dude. Please get him to stop. I said, dude, I'm so sorry. I will. You know, and like, you know, if he does it again, let me know. Like, you know, because sometimes I don't always hear, just, you know, I'll get him to stop. And I got him to stop. And eventually we put him down because he was old and, you know, senile, whatever. But I never got that warning from him.
You even get like
he
a,
just blew
like
up.
A note or
he
anything.
Did an aggressive thing.
He lured you to his house at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And he recorded
and
your
he
dogs.
Went ballistic.
Yeah.
He didn't go, that's your dogs, man. You see what I go
he
through?
Screamed at you.
He went, get rid of him. So my mom's thinking he's going to fucking toss rat poison over the fence, try to kill him.
Which I've talked about with him before. Remember when,
yeah.
Not killing your dogs, but we talked about rats.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't know. I thought it was nuts, man. And you know what? I have like a small resentment. You know what resentment is?
Yeah.
The way I understand resentment from, you know, recovery from alcoholism is something that you re-feel over and over and over until it gets bigger and bigger and bigger mm-hmm. in your head. Like, he might not even care about it anymore. He might be over it. But me, I'm still going over it in my head, going like, what the fuck? You know, and it's getting worse. Yeah. So I'm going to try my best to just drop it. Understand that, you know, not everybody is like completely capable of having
logical.
Like a norm, yeah,
no matter how old you are, because this dude's
yeah.
in his 50s,
yeah, and I'm just gonna go, you know what, I'll be pleasant to him, but I mean, I'm not gonna hang out on the front lawn and talk to him. He's not getting a Christmas present. He's not fucking like,
you buy your neighbor's Christmas present.
Well, I mean, you know what I mean, like I was just getting close to them. I was just over there the two fucking days ago or 2 days before this. And I said, and his kid's on the front porch and the other neighbor's out. And I said, you know what? Back in the day when I was a kid, we used to have block parties out here. Would you guys want to have a block party? He's like, that's what I'm fucking saying, man. We should do that, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
The next day, and the other thing, he's like, the whole fucking neighborhood hears your dogs. They're all talking about it. I'm like, so, like, yesterday I see my neighbor I've had for a long time across the street. And she's like, I don't know. I've never heard that. She's like, I don't hear your dogs, you know? I don't know. It was really crazy, and I got to figure out how to drop it a little bit, but it was fucking nuts.
What do you do for middle of the day, though? Like, how do you...
They need more walks, maybe.
Yeah.
And then there's bark collars. One, they have one that's, like, a new thing that instead of an electric shock, it sprays like a minuscule like scent. So it teaches them, you know, to negative reinforcement, you know.
Yeah.
But, and I would do that because I don't want to upset my neighbors, regardless if they're fucking nuts or not.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know.
You don't, like, crate your dogs either, do you?
No, and that wouldn't help them.
Well, no, yeah.
You know, that would probably make them bark more. But that's crazy, right?
Yeah, that's weird, man.
It upset me big time, you know, but what am I going to do?
I can tell you're still distraught about it.
You know? Probably what I'll do is just...
Haven't you ever wanted something more?
That was going to be a good setup. No, like, part of me wants to be, like, aggressive and mean about it, but like I said, I'm not going to get angry with my neighbors, but if I did, ready. I would come out my house like this. What to do? You think you could tell us what to I'd blast this into his house. You think that you're better? You think you're better? Well, you better get ready, okay?
Come out of the Masters.
Because my dogs are gonna bark.
Break it down.
Remember this?
No.
Cut the music. That's
no idea.
D-Generation X, man.
Are you allowed to play this?
Probably not, but we have like 30 listeners, so it doesn't really matter.
They're going to find us.
Speaking of, dude, I'm really excited about these Japanese listeners.
Arigato.
We got a lot of them, like 30. No, I mean, like, we have, like, 30 downloads. We got, like, probably 5 or 10 or something.
Konnichiwa.
Let's see. Geography. World. 57 downloads.
For what, like, 11 episodes?
Yeah.
So it's about five people. Yeah.
So I wish they would reach out to us and send a note. Okay, so I'm over that whole fucking thing. I'm not going to talk about it anymore.
Chip on your shoulder, man.
But I would like to talk about this Mayweather-McGregor fight. And since we already ruined, you know, the copywriting on this episode.
Yeah.
I'm just going to play this when we talk about
it. I'm down to violate all copyright laws. All
right.
To start bringing music into the show.
Yeah, I know. It's great, right?
Because then we can talk about music.
Right. So,
I did not watch
Ski
it.
Ski Mask, wait. So, I was really, I wanted Mayweather to win. And when I got in the room with everybody watching this fight, I realized nobody wanted Mayweather to win. Everybody wanted McGregor to win.
I mean, even though, you know, Mayweather's got, like, the bad reputation.
Right.
I was still kind of pulling for him.
Yeah, I don't want some guy coming in and ruining the best box. Like, that crumbles boxing.
He did better than Pacquiao.
Yeah, but Floyd took a lot more chances against McGregor. And so... Anyways, we're getting ready. McGregor comes out first because he's the, you know, not the boxer. So he comes out. And then Mayweather comes out. Do you see what he's wearing?
The full mask, like...
The ski mask.
Yeah.
And... It's so, I mean, a 40-year-old man wearing gold and black suit with a fucking ski mask.
Did you see the video of him getting his head rubbed?
It was so gangster.
The head rub?
No.
Have you seen that video?
No.
I don't know if it's on YouTube or not, but if you look up Floyd Mayweather head rub, it's the funniest, weirdest shit. I'm going to look and see if it's there first. No, I was driving home from the... Upper Peninsula, which for our Japanese listeners is the woods of Michigan. This? Yes, this is it. This is real.
It's too weird.
He's just sitting there getting his head rubbed with his eyes wide open, not blinking.
So he comes out with fucking a ski mask on, which fucking got me so excited. And everybody else in the room was like, "That's stupid."
Did you just make fun of him and then say it got you excited?
Huh?
Did you just make fun of it and then say it got you excited?
I wasn't making fun of it.
Oh, it sounded like you were earlier.
What? With that song?
No, and you were like the 40-year-old man.
Yeah. That is gangster.
Okay, so that got you pumped.
It got me fucking pumped. And he comes out with a ski mask, and it's like he's going to commit a robbery, which he did. Because it's like, even though all this media hype over McGregor's the greatest at this and blah, 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 bottom line is he got into the ring for $350 million against a guy who's he's the greatest boxer of all time, mm-hmm. against a guy who's never boxed before.
Yeah.
That's a robbery. So the first three rounds, he's looking, people are like, oh my God, I guess McGregor's doing kind of good. Fourth round, it's turning over a little bit. Fifth round, it's like, oh my God. Sixth round, he's destroying him. Mayweather's destroying McGregor. By the time they stopped the fight in the 10th round, it was just a fucking brutal murder. Like, they could have let it go longer, but it would have just embarrassed McGregor.
Didn't McGregor come out and say, like, let the man fight me?
Right. After
let him put me down?
Yeah. Actually, you know what he said right after the fight? Like, right when he was getting interviewed? He fought like a Mexican. That's what he said. But I mean, what a fucking great sort of thing to witness. Biggest pay-per-view of all time. Streaming apps all over the country went down, you know.
Yeah, I heard that, like, it was estimated that, like, 3 million people watched it through, like, streams on YouTube and Facebook.
Yeah, there was over 100 million illegal streams that went on that night. You know, between people on their Facebook Live going, hey, I'm watching it, you know, like that, you know.
Well, even, like, I'm sure there's a way that if you bought the fight, you could put it on your Facebook.
Maybe. I wouldn't know how to do that.
No.
But,
or you could just sit there by the fight, Facebook Live.
And, right. By the way, Nate wanted to come today, but he couldn't make it. He wanted to meet you.
The other fantasy football guy.
Yeah.
He said that when he looked at my team, and he said that based on how I talked, that it sounds like I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's the nicest thing anybody ever said.
My buddy Zach's going, because Cameron Meredith got hurt, and he texts me, Cameron Meredith got hurt. You drafted him. You got to drop him, and you got to go get this guy. And I go, look, and I'm like, that guy's not available. Evan's got him. He goes, it's going to come down to you and Evan in this one, I think.
What guy?
Kevin White, was it? Or Davis? Or
I don't have them.
Or it was another guy. I can't remember. It was the backup.
Jeremy Backlund?
No. It's the backup in, you're Sue Girls One Cup, right?
Yeah.
It's the backup for
Sammy Watkins?
No, let me see. I got to get this app.
You got to get the app.
It's Cunt. I mean Hunt. Kareem K. Hunt. Hunt.
Oh, the running
Kareem guy? Hunt, yeah.
Yep, I got him when Spencer Ware got hurt.
I
went on there to look, and I was like, oh, no one took him in this league, because the other league we haven't drafted yet.
Yeah.
But this
See, league, that's the thing. My buddies are drafting. Yeah, they're drafting the same day you are.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, people have been getting hurt in between this time, dude.
I know.
It's not cool.
That's why I asked if people wanted to draft later. Literally, it's like the most non-responsive group.
I know.
I had to make that team.
No, you just got to make decisions. Well, just let people follow.
Well, I made the league, and I had to just pick a date to get the draft. Like, to like start the league, you had to pick your draft day and time.
Right.
So I set it for that, and I was like, okay, I mean, it's early, but I'll see if other people want to do it. And everyone that answered didn't have a problem with it.
Right.
But being commissioner, it's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
But next year, I'm going to keep the league, but probably weed out a few people.
Okay. And
we can bring other people on.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever people want to do. I don't really care, dude. Did we decide how much it was going to cost our league?
Yeah, just $25.
Yeah. And we never found out. We didn't get a punishment for last place.
We got all season.
Yeah, but, I mean, kind of after you draft, You know, if somebody's not happy.
I know who's going to come in last place.
Who?
The guy that drafted Tom Brady number
one.
Yeah. Have you looked at his roster?
No, but, I mean, some shit was going on there. It was like.
Just because fantasy football is like, it's the time right now. Yeah. And it's been brought up a lot. Let's see if I can find this.
Slate it goes. I go, somebody drafted Tom Brady number one. He goes, yeah, I see what kind of league you're in. Okay.
He still has Edelman in his line. I mean, the season doesn't start for a week and a half, but.
He's out.
Yeah, he's got Edelman's out for the season. He's got Ezekiel.
So that's
Elliott
the guy who's got, what's that guy's name?
JJ.
Ah,
this is my pot dealer.
That's his name.
His team is awful. He hasn't even named his team. He's the only one. Brad's girlfriend had a better draft and
right
named her team.
How many girls are in this league?
Just her.
Okay.
She was there when I was talking to Brad about it.
And whatever. So, we need 10 people. We need 10 people.
Right.
You know?
And Brad drafted her team, basically. They were sitting right next to each other.
So I've been blasting out the podcast on Instagram, Twitter, stuff like that. And my cousin texted me. She goes, hey, how do I listen to your podcast?
I was like, you don't.
Well, I decided, fuck it, you know. And I said, just, you know, download it on iTunes, you know. She goes, okay. And I'm like, yeah, this might have been a mistake. But I haven't really, I mean, fuck it. I don't fucking care, to be honest with you.
Mom's sitting in the other room right now.
I know. That's the last person I care about. I mean, as far as saying this shit. But so, with like, swear to God, less than 30 minutes later, my cousin texts me back. Just want to let you know that too much porn is really, you know, bad for you. Pretty soon you'll have to be like punching chicks just to get off, and but and also chewing tobacco is really bad. You don't want to do that, you know. And I'm like, and I texted back, this was a bad idea.
It's a bad.
And
honestly, that's why, like, because like I use this podcast almost as like therapy.
Yeah.
Because we have not a lot of listeners. So it's like sometimes I say things that are like,
hey, as long as you don't offend the Japanese, I'm cool.
No, I'm cool with the Japanese. One of them lived at my house for 3 weeks when I was in eighth grade.
Why?
My sister did an exchange program. So she went and lived with this lady's family. Then she came and lived with us for a few weeks. It was weird, but I'm cool with them.
Yeah, all of them?
Yeah.
Billions. I'm cool with all of them.
We're good.
But that's why you don't tell anybody about it?
That's why I never post. Because I come on here and sometimes I go a little off the and uncensored.
Like when you gave out your coworker's address and asked people to go to his house and beat the fuck out of him?
That didn't happen. I did give out his full name, though.
You did.
that was a rough day.
But this is actually funny because I texted my cousin back. I'm like, oh, this is a bad idea. I said I stopped watching porn and I don't chew tobacco. And she's like, okay, good. Just wanted to let you know. I'm like, oh, great.
But don't we talk about like how bad it is for us, but yeah, we do it anyway. So her saying it's bad, like, we know.
I know.
We admit to that.
Ironically, talking to your cousin about jerking off is helped me not jerk off for 6 days.
Because when's the last time you go do it?
When's the last time you didn't go 6 days? When you found your dick?
Before I discovered.
When you realized that your arm perfectly reaches your dick?
When I was like 11 and discovered late night HBO.
Right. But actually, it's funny because that's the same cousin that I saw a girl with a dragon tattoo with. And we sat in the movie theater and watched the girl with the dragon tattoo get fucking ass raped for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You ever see that movie?
No, I never saw it.
Oh my God. It's the most brutal scene ever. I mean, I jerked off in the bathroom after that one, but.
So did she.
But
I had to go to the bathroom, me too. That's how that went.
Where were we? Bathroom.
She still walked in there with like an empty pop cup and like a half bag of popcorn. She's like, well, I don't
bag
care.
Of popcorn that's just care. Destroyed with a hole in it. Just fucking all over the place. What happened to that? Nothing. I didn't fuck it.
Butter leaked.
butter leaked through the bag. You got butter all over your pants. No.
Yeah, it was on spilled my pants it, when, it. When it leaked.
No, it was funny because I was talking to my buddies at the Mayweather fight and I was like, I haven't jerked off in 6 days. They're like,
so wait, does
no
it mean
shit.
It's been like 8 days now?
No.
9 days?
No.
Oh, you ended the streak?
Ended the streak.
Okay.
No porno, though.
That's good.
I'm done with porno, swear to God.
I pretty much am, too.
I'm done with it. Yeah, but you got a fucking girlfriend.
Yeah.
So fuck you, dude.
That's true.
I
live that life.
Yeah.
Dude, it's weird, though. Like, since we got that dog, it's like we have to close the door.
Yeah.
Or else they'll just sit in there to, like, watch.
To be honest, you just kind of fucking ignore the dog while you're doing this.
Yeah. We ignored it.
Does he get on the bed?
No, but he thinks that we're, like, playing. So he, like...
Just smear some peanut butter in your ass crack.
Come on, Otto. Join on in. Ew.
Anyways, that's his name? Ew. Otto?
Yeah, because his name was Delgado.
And you wanted to change that.
We didn't like Delgado. It was too long, and it was kind of a weird dog name.
And I'm pretty sure that means the cat.
I'm pretty sure it does.
But,
So we just changed it to Otto.
Or of the cat.
Of the cat. Yeah, but he's a dog.
I know.
He's kind of like a cat. Like, he's small.
He's cute looking. At first, I looked at his face and I was like, well, that's... Like, you see that it's definitely a mix. As soon as you see his face.
Dude, it's weird. Like, some angles, he looks like a lab. And other angles, he looks like a pug.
Yeah.
And, like, when we play with shit,
yeah,
he gets, like, all bulgy-eyed.
Oh, totally his pug eyes come out.
And when he sleeps, he looks like a pug because he, like, kind of, like... moves his mouth and like he looks all weird, but yeah. But then when he just like sits there and looks at you, he looks like a small compact lab.
So is he already house trained?
Yeah, he does really well.
Good.
When he needs to go to the bathroom, he just walks to the back door.
Cool.
Kind of a pain in the ass because he whines all the time.
Yeah.
I think he's like been abandoned a bunch.
Yeah.
We're putting him in the crate now when we leave, which sucks, but I don't trust him yet.
To not chew up everything?
To not, like, go crazy. Because he has separation anxiety.
Yeah.
And that's when they, like, one time I made dinner last week, went to my car to get, like, an ingredient that I forgot. And I turn around from my car, and he's standing in the windowsill right over that bush, mm-hmm. like, the front window. He's standing on the sill. And I think it's funny and whatever. I walk in, he knocked down, like, a succulent that my girlfriend has, this like dirt fucking everywhere,
right?
And I'm like, oh, this is the kind of shit.
Yeah.
And if I was gone for 8 hours, he would there'd just be dirt on the ground for 8 hours. He'd probably eat it all or some
right
shit.
Yeah. And I mean, you're working from home a lot.
Yeah, I'm traveling a lot though, this week, and then next Tuesday I go to Mexico.
Yeah,
for like 9 days.
So you're leaving tonight?
Tomorrow morning.
You're leaving tomorrow morning. When do you come back?
Friday night.
Oh, okay. So we'll try to do a podcast Monday or something.
Maybe.
Because
then I go to Mexico on Tuesday. So
yeah.
And I got the fantasy football draft.
That's true. Yeah, never mind.
Maybe we can do one Monday after the draft or something.
Yeah. But
we can go over
this. But you like having a dog, huh?
I care about. Yeah. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, he's cool.
We brought him up north with us.
Yeah, that one well?
Yeah, he did.
Now, will he
good.
Run away?
Yeah, I mean, I think he'd come back because he knows who. He's really attached to me because I'm right. at home with him so much.
But if you let him off the leash and he smells something and you go, get back here, will he come back, you think?
No, he'd go smell it
yeah.
and then come back.
Yeah.
So we bought, like, a tether and we just tied him up because, like, the...
And then you, what, just stick it to the ground or something?
Well, the front, it's just, like, you know, the little clip. And then you just
yeah.
tie it around a tree or a pole.
Yeah.
So we just tied it to a post on the front porch.
Yeah.
And he just had like 50 feet. And we took him on walks and everything. We brought it. It's like pitch black up there.
Yeah.
And we were at the bonfire. And it's kind of like out on their property. It's a pretty big property. It's
right.
like out more by the water. And he was doing fine. Then he just started growling and barking and like at the dark.
Yeah.
We don't know if anything was actually out there or not. So we like brought him in. We went back out there, left him in the house. Brad goes in, starts growling at him, but not like he's gonna bite him, but like, hey, the fuck happened?
Yeah.
So we go in there and he's like laying there and he like wagged his tail and shit when we
right.
went in there and he was fine.
Yeah, he's probably been through a lot.
Yeah, so
you know.
And then one day like we went to the Pictured Rocks and we crated him And he wasn't a fan of that.
No.
But it said no dogs.
Yeah.
But then we get there and everyone has a dog.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, there was a ton of dogs there.
Oh, you must have been fucking pissed.
Yeah, we were both pretty pissed because we got lost going there because Brad was GPSing the wrong pictured Rocks Park.
Yeah.
So we got like another hour and a half tacked on.
No way.
Yeah.
And that's annoying.
It was, dude, it was the most annoying. It was great. I had a lot of fun still.
Right.
But I was annoyed.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, it's nice to have a dog. I would suggest, like I told you earlier, one of my new goals with my dogs, you got to walk them like crazy.
Yeah, I walk them.
A tired dog is a good dog.
Right.
You know?
Like when I'm home, because I haven't even been that busy with work, I took him for a walk today. I go out in the backyard, throw around the ball.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Yeah. That's cool, man.
He's like five, though, so he was found as a stray, so he's already been like...
That's why you're doing the Lord's work, dude.
Rescuing pigs.
Taking in old dogs is the fucking best thing you can ever do.
Yeah, five's a good age, because you still probably have a good, like, 7 years.
Yeah.
Because I hear that pugs live forever.
Dude, I ran into a kid the other day that I had... A kid. A guy my age that I haven't seen in a while. He's a cop. You know... He was probably 3 months on the job. He works in Auburn Hills.
Oh, shit.
He was 3 months on the job. He's the person who pulled over the Pistons player.
KCP?
Yeah. He's the one on the TMZ video and everything.
That's awesome.
So, I haven't asked him or anything, but think about having him on.
Is he allowed to talk about that?
Not necessarily about that, just about cop stuff.
That would be kind of cool.
It's interesting as shit.
Have a cop on there.
You know, there are certain parts of Auburn Hills, you know, that fucking suck.
Not really that bad.
There's parts.
There's small parts, but...
You know, that trailer park right there?
Which trailer?
By my work?
That's Lake Orion, though, isn't it?
I don't think it is.
Which one are you talking about?
The one at the top of the hill by the McDonald's on Brown Road?
I don't know. There's a trailer park there.
Yeah, it's like across the street from the dump.
Oh, well, yeah, that place probably
sucks. Dude.
No, there are spots that suck, but it's not that bad.
Right. I mean, it's not downtown like Pontiac.
It's not even... Once you cross over, like, a certain border, it starts to get shady.
Right, right.
Like, where I lived was between Squirrel and...
No, yours is...
Updike.
Yeah.
So it was like, if you go to Updike, you're going to shit. And if you go to Squirrel, you're going to, like, third richest area.
Right.
Richest neighborhood in the country. It was weird.
So, just looking through my favorite website, World Star Hip Hop, and the main thing I'm seeing right now is the hurricane. I got my sister's down there in Houston. She's all right, but it's a bit crazy, you know. She's outside of Houston, but they're in like a high area, so they're not really flooded, but you know.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom.
Are you gonna have your mom on here?
Yeah, I wanna ask her something. Hey, Mom, y'all over there? She's probably passed out.
Still watching Kathy Bates. I can hear the laugh track.
But I don't know. Kind of sucks. I don't even think about hurricanes and shit. Hurricanes never hit us.
We don't have to worry about it.
You know? So, like, when I hear hurricane, it's like I almost don't even give a shit. Then I realize, like, holy shit.
Then they say flooding.
Yeah, flooding.
Well, like, the highways, because I live right by...
That's what Brad was telling me today.
Oh, you saw him today?
Yeah, he said that the highway at...
696.
And 75.
Flooding, and then... 9 Mile had flooding too, and that's I live right between those two.
Yeah, right, that's where what flooded 3 years ago.
That's during that giant spot where it was.
I thought
all
they fixed
terrible.
That.
No, they didn't do anything. You know what? A lot of it is garbage.
Garbage just plugs a sewer.
A lot of the times, yeah.
Yeah,
and like if you look around 696, it's like if you look in that area, there's a fuckload of garbage.
Yeah. So if there's a drain, literally one McDonald's bag would clog it, and there's 1,000 McDonald's bags.
Right, and it's cups, bags,
right,
just all this shit. Because, like, if you think about it, there's not any flooding on my street, and I live right next to it, you right, know, higher up, but the drain's fine. It's just full of cigarette butts, but those go away.
Yeah, you still smoking?
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta try to get off of it.
Yeah, up north kind of set me
back. What are you gonna do this winter?
Oh, I'm definitely not gonna smoke this winter.
What are you gonna do about working out this winter? You gonna hibernate like a bear, or are you gonna try to get to it?
I'll probably get to it.
There you go.
Nothing else to do.
Yeah. Just get yourself back in a little routine. You're doing fine. I mean, you're not eating like a depressed pig.
Not all the time.
Not like before. You smoking as much dope or no?
I mean, I smoke at night usually. Yeah. Sometimes during the day, but
I think it's good that your girlfriend doesn't mix it, so it's like personally, if I'm you, I'd prefer a girl that doesn't smoke dope. Because then it's like, you know, you're not just together two fucking potheads, lazy
it
as fuck.
It forces you to, because, okay, well, what are you going to do on a Saturday? Go out and do something or sit in the room?
Sit inside and smoke dope. Yeah. Which, trust me, there's a time in my life where that's all I ever wanted to do. But
yeah, I mean, there's still days where I'd like to do that. But I just go, like, when hockey season's in the winter with hockey, this is how I imagine my winter going. I'm going to be working for a company in Dearborn. We won't say which one.
You already said it.
And then, so I'll have a normal schedule. Way back from work, go work out, come home, watch hockey games.
It's Joshy. What up, dude?
Yo, Dev.
You're on the podcast right now.
Oh, what's up, man? How are you?
Nothing. Just want to let you know before you say something terrible.
All right, have a good life.
Wait. He fucking hung up.
A little shy. He's worried about what the Japanese will think of him.
That's true. You know, he's a Jewish boy, and you remember how World War II went.
Oh.
Actually, I don't think the Japanese had anything to do with it. They're on the same side as the Germans.
They hate us.
Right. But that does remind me, we do have to wrap it up because I am going out to dinner with these guys.
And I have to go get picked up by Enterprise Rent-A-Car.
That's right. And have fun in Indy. Do what you do.
It's going to be weird.
We can be in a hotel room. That's always a little fun. For a few days, it's fun.
I'm just because for the fantasy draft on Monday, I use a list and I just cross off names. So I'm just going to use the hotel to print off a bunch of shit.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to be doing it live?
Yeah, we go to Dennis's house.
Oh, okay.
Hang on. Do you want to see these keepers now that you kind of know some names?
Yeah. Wait, how many keepers?
Everybody in the league can have two. Okay, you don't have to, but you can have two.
It's just
no,
good.
Dude, this is shitty. Okay. Because it was used to be one, and now it's two. Let me see. So, one guy, everybody has decided that if they got one of the top 10 picks, like a first-round pick, they would just keep it. So, like, A.J. Green is gone. Julio Jones is gone.
Wait. Say that again.
Okay, you know what a keeper league is?
It means every year you can keep two people off your last year's team. Or however many.
You get, like, so... Yeah, so, like, I drafted Stephon Diggs, and I picked up Tyreek Hill last year. I draft Diggs in the ninth... not the ninth inning. The ninth round. And so I can keep him for 3 years.
Okay.
So I lose... A ninth, I get him the first year, play him then I lose a ninth round pick, and then the second year I technically keep him, I lose an eighth round pick. So this year I'm keeping him, and then Tyreek Hill was a pickup, so you lose an eighth round pick for someone that was undrafted. So people, what they're doing is that, so that they don't go into the first round and like lose shit. I think it's kind of dumb to do it this way, but everyone's keeping, you know, Antonio Brown, Julio Jones. Mm-hmm. Like, they're keeping their first-round picks so that they are guaranteed to get that guy. And then they're keeping, like, you know, a later-round pick. But, like, one guy has A.J. Green, and this one guy has Devontae Freeman in the 10th round. So he gets those two who are, like, first-round picks, but it's his last year keeping them. And then there's like Amari Cooper and Travis Kelce, which you
I still don't quite understand it, but
either way, it's going to make it a little bit more difficult because now the first round's basically gone. I have the number one pick, so I'm taking Le'Veon Bell. But
it's Wingardium Leviosa.
No, it's Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, my bad.
He smokes a lot of weed.
Yeah, let's hope he doesn't get suspended for smoking dope. Like a dope.
Like a dope.
Okay. Well, we'll try to get a podcast in before you come back. For all the listeners, hopefully you're listening to this on... What's tomorrow? Wednesday morning. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day.
Hump day. I had to do it.
Let's... If you send me your email address or want to get in this pick'em league, we're starting next week, September. What is it? 10th?
No. Oh yeah, you're putting it out Labor Day.
Putting it out Labor Day. Will come out
second.
Labor Day is the 4th.
4th.
And then September 10th is the Sunday. Lions open at home, right?
Yeah, I'm missing that game.
I'm
going to Mexico. I'm missing. Right. I got a buddy that gave me a Bob Seger ticket for.
Oh,
DTE.
That's cool. Nah.
Missing that, and then
you're missing Bob Seger.
Yeah, and I'm missing the first Lions game.
Bob Seger's like my least favorite.
But
Michigan
DTE
artist
would be cool.
It would be. I suppose. Yeah. Especially for free.
Right. Pavilion.
So everybody, thanks for listening. And
Buenas noches.
Tell your friends about the podcast. Download. Tell people in different countries, because then I get to see who's downloading it.
Yeah, I want to see some South Korea
and
North Korea.
To all our Japanese fans out there, we love you. And to 50 Cent, if you hear this, know that we're big fans and we're not trying to steal your music. We're trying to promote it.
And to Generation X.
And to Floyd Mayweather, you're the baddest man on the planet, dog.
Stop hitting woman.
Nah, hit him. We were with a couple girls, and they're like, yeah, but I don't care if he's the greatest boxer ever. He still hit women. I go, yeah, well, they're way easier to hit than boxers. It was funny. All right.
The views expressed in this podcast are not those based on everybody on this podcast, and we reserve the right to opinion.
Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Change is nice, that's what you want for me. The is nice, that's what you want for me. Take that shit off, move up, but you won't properly. I get mine the fast way, scheme ass way. Make money, 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 nigga, if you ask me. It's the only way. Take money, money.